And good morning. Would you please stand, either in body or in spirit, for the call to worship? Arise, shine, your light has come.
The glory of the Lord shines like the sun.
Behold, the nations have come to witness God's light. Lift up your eyes and look around.
The glory of the Lord is all around.
Arise, shine, your light has come.
To be gathered again. Welcome to worship at First United Methodist Church in Roswell, New Mexico.
And good morning and Happy New Year also. And if you are visiting today, we especially welcome you. Maybe you're starting off the new year right by coming to church and you won't miss any Sundays this year. Did we have anybody here that didn't miss any Sundays last year? Okay, Kurt.
Yay, Kurt, good job. Well, so far you're all in the running for 2018. Good
yeah,
job.
That's great. Very good. We invite you now to grab the attendance pad and pass it down the row and be sure and sign it and fill it out as completely as you will. And the prayer card is in the pocket in front of you. You can fill those out and bring them forward or put them in the collection plate during the appropriate time, but I'm going to run out and introduce a special guest here that many of you know. John McLean and Karen, his wife Karen, are here. John was the associate pastor here, his first appointment out of seminary.
Right.
And John, I'm going to ask you to say just a couple words about where all you've been. I know that you were a district superintendent, amongst other things,
right.
But...
Well, unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, let me say hello from Karen and me. We've been at Sacramento. It's our privilege to do a wedding this weekend there. And we said, we want to come back through Roswell and see you all. We live in Denver City now. Denver City is a small oil field town east of Lovington. We've been there. This is our third year. We've been we spent a bunch of years in El Paso. We spent a bunch of years in Amarillo / Canyon. Spent a bunch of years in Albuquerque. And we are just delighted to be back. I wanted to tell you, those of you who were here when we were here, may remember that we came at the same time as Dr. Rodney Williams to be the senior pastor. Rodney passed away this past May, and it was my privilege to conduct his funeral service in San Antonio this past June. I knew that if you didn't have that update, you would want that update on Rodney and Belva. You want to say something, Karen? Yes, hello. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your graciousness. Thank you.
Good to have you, John.
What a great way to start the new year, gathered with new and old friends alike. Now let us continue in our worship as we join together in our affirmation of faith. Let us unite in this historic confession of the Christian faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Glory be to
Would you join with me in prayer, please? Let us pray. Gracious God, grant us the courage to follow Christ's natal star, wherever your light would lead us. Grant us the wisdom to follow the kings of old as they left the safety of their homes to find the infant Jesus. Grant us the purity of heart to forsake the glitter of things that do not endure, and embrace the brightness of your glory. Amen. Please be seated. Please hear now a reading from the 98th Psalm. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the roar of sea roar and all that fills it, the world and all those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
We come to the time in our service where we invite you to come forward and bring your prayer request to the altar rail. or you can put it in the collection plate when it goes by, or hand it to one of the pastors or an usher if you wish. We do have some joys and concerns to let you know about today. We are especially grateful for another year of warmth and safety and good times ahead of us in Roswell. We are happy to be here and interacting with John and Karen just a little bit and realizing that not all Methodist pastors are in Roswell. And so too bad for them. We're just very, very lucky. So that's a joy in a roundabout way. We also have some concerns this morning. We were notified by Marla Thompson, the daughter of Evelyn and Marvin Russell, that Evelyn passed away in Albuquerque on Friday of this week. Many of you knew well Marvin and Evelyn Russell, and they moved just maybe a year or so ago, however long it was, to be close to family in Albuquerque. Services for Evelyn will be at Paradise Hills Methodist Church in Albuquerque, and they'll be next Sunday at 2:00. So just to let you know that, next Sunday at 2:00 at Paradise Hills United Methodist Church in Albuquerque. Also, we received word from Judy this morning from Sue Smith that let us know that Dr. Bob Smith passed away in Dallas early this morning. And many of you will remember Dr. Bob Smith as well. And we ask you to hold Marvin Russell in your prayers, and also Sue and Melissa and Robert Smith in the passing of their loved ones. Two more concerns I want to tell you about. One is Ricky Robertson, the son of Inez Robertson, has a diagnosis of cancer, and I don't know any more about it than that, other than we need to keep Ricky and Inez in our prayers. And also, we especially want to pray for Tom Cole. You all know, if you've been to church in the last, 6-8 months, you have run across Tom as the taller, bald-headed gentleman that has been doing such a fantastic job of being a greeter. Tom is in the hospital at Eastern in room 269. They're still trying to figure out what's wrong with him, but he's not doing particularly well. This apparently just came about really suddenly, but he's been in the hospital for about a week, and so we especially want to keep Tom in our prayers. Will you come and bring your cards forward if you wish? Remain seated as we sing our hymn, Near to the Heart of God. Lord, as we come to you this morning to worship you, we confess that we've been a little bit distracted here these last few weeks, that we've, in some cases, at some times, we've lost sight of what our celebration of Advent was all about. A lot of the time, we were just wrapped up in our own secular celebration of Christmas. Even though we enjoyed the music and all the good food and all the activities, and we were so glad to see the Christmas lights again and all the decorations, we did try to help some people who needed help this Christmas season, but for a lot of us, that was, we only did that if we had time and if it didn't cost too much. And so this is the time of year when the bills start coming in for the money that we spent at Christmas, and especially if we didn't have the money to spend and we put it on our credit cards, and we can be overwhelmed by the demands and our need to play catch up with all of that. But Lord, open our hearts today. Help us to hear the cries of those in need. Help us to be close to you and to listen to you just every day of our lives. Bring us an understanding of what active discipleship is and how we can work to help others all year long as your representatives for your kingdom on earth. Heal us and give us courage and joy in your service. Be with our loved ones, especially those who need your healing and your strength. For this we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Will the ushers come forward to receive the morning offering? As they're coming forward, I will let you know that, you know, we take the $1 bills from the offering plate that's sent, and those go to fund our community assistance fund that we have. And 100% of that goes to help people who have special needs in the community. We use it as part of the ministry to help people that have been given utility cutoff notices. But we're also able to use it here and there as we see fit, as God gives us the wisdom to just help out people with unusual circumstances. And on New Year's Day, I got a call at home from a lady who was, without going into a lot of detail, I think escaping from a bad situation at home, and had made arrangements to go to Albuquerque with her child, and due to a series of circumstances, just needed a place to stay for one night. And so we were able to provide that. You know, you can get a hotel room here in town for about $40 or $50, but that doesn't help if you don't have $40 or $50. So it is your donation on a weekly basis, and those of you who contribute directly to this fund from time to time, that make that ministry possible. And so I ask you to give generously today. Let us pray. Lord, please accept this offering this morning and multiply it for the good of your kingdom. Amen.
Going on up to Bethlehem, going on up.
We invite you now to turn to your neighbor and pass the peace of Christ among you.
Good job. Good job. Good job. Are you surprised with
As you make your way back to your seats, I invite you to prepare to hear the Word of God this morning. And it's a short scripture reading, so I'm giving you time to make your way back to your seat because I don't want you to miss it. It's a short one. But this morning we're going to be reading from Ephesians chapter 5, only two verses, verses 1 and 2. So listen to these words and allow God to speak to you through them. Are you ready? Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. You know, it's so short, let's just do it again. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Oh, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hi. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. And I know that's not really true, but you know, December was full of so many special services and different things, and I don't know, I feel like I haven't seen you in a while. So hi, Happy New Year. It's good to be back. Here we are in 2018. I don't know about you, but the older I get, it seems like the faster the years zip by. And I see some heads nodding. That's always a little bit of a concern to me because I figure, man, eventually it's just going to be lightning fast. But overall, I really thought that 2017 was a good year. I know people have different experiences and different opinions, but I thought 2017 was a great year, and especially here for us in this church. I think First Roswell had an excellent year. And I thought for just a moment, let's just remember back, do a little bit of a year in review. We had some new ministries. One of the things that I never did master was how to run this little clicker. Really? Looky. All right, so one of our new ministries, you know what this was? The Cowboy Church. I know, it's concerning to look at, but it was a good ministry. It truly was. The youth spent some time at Cowboy Church. I don't know if I'm actually clicking it or if Mark is just doing it when he sees me click, but we'll just keep doing it and pretend they'll all think I'm running the technology. Our youth came out. They provided donuts. Do you know what was really cool? We went to the annual banquet, awards banquet for this Pecos Valley Horsemen Association, and they decided that for 2018, three of the four shows are going to be on Saturday instead of Sunday, which is great because, I mean, that's just a good thing. But do you know that somebody actually stood up and said, but can we still do the Cowboy Church? Isn't that awesome? I thought that was very neat. So Cowboy Church was a new ministry for us. We continued exploring with Messy Church, inviting some new members from the community to come and be with us, getting families involved. One of the highlights I thought was this summer we had a couple of family nights at the pool. If you didn't have an opportunity to participate in that, look forward to this summer because that was an awfully good time. Our prayer shawl ministry completed their first year and made a gazillion billion prayer shawls that were donated to various people. We met some new friends. Remember when the big group of kids came and did ministry here in Roswell and here at our church? We actually won an award. Woohoo! Yay us! And we were honored at annual conference. We have the first confirmation class that we've had in a while. Here's most of them up at Sacramento. Amazing, wondrous group of kids. We took an out-of-town mission trip and sent some of our folks off to, where did they go? What was the name of it? Fabens, Texas, where they met a family and worked on their home. It was an excellent, excellent trip. But most of all, I think we just came to know even more that this life of faith is a joy-filled thing. And we had some wonderful opportunities to share our faith in a fun way, in a glorious way. We had some great, great memories from this last year. And one of my favorite parts, or one of the parts that I'm most excited about, is that this last fall, we introduced our discipleship process. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. And I know the whole year wasn't perfect. And depending on what our own personal situations are, every year has some great moments and some not so great moments. For me in my personal life, one of the highlights was that I won that saddle, woohoo! And for those of you who don't know this story, it was in the walk trot classes, so don't be too impressed. But that was awesome, that was one of my highlights. But you know, every year has its ups and downs. And it wasn't 2 weeks after I won the saddle that horse kicked me. And we're not talking, she thought I was a fly and reached out with one foot. We are talking a double barrel, both hind feet kicked me across the driveway. And thanks be to God that I wasn't hurt, and thanks be to God especially that she kicked me and not one of the grandkids or not one of my church members. But you know, she'd already bucked with me a couple of times, so we ended this year selling Buttercup, which I hadn't expected the year to end that way. But you know, that's how life goes. There's some great moments, and there are some moments that are not so great. But the good news is that every 12 months, God gives us a brand new year to start over. Amen. Amen for that. So here we are on the first Sunday of 2018 with a whole big, blank, beautiful calendar spread before us. And what are we going to do with it? I have some plans. I have some goals. And I know not everybody likes to do the whole New Year's resolution thing. We've all experienced coming to the beginning of a year and thinking, this is the year, I'm gonna do it, everything's gonna happen, and I'm gonna be wonderful and succeed, and we set goals. And then we get to that point where we realize we didn't quite make it. In fact, I ran across this mug and I considered getting it. My goal for 2018 is to accomplish the goals of 2017. Which I should have done in 2016, because I promised them in 2015, and I planned them in 2014. And we all know kind of what that feels like, I understand. But still, even though we don't want to make New Year's resolutions and fail, we don't want to be stagnant either. And especially as people of faith, as people of Christian faith, as disciples of Jesus Christ, shouldn't we be desiring to grow and improve and stretch and experience new things each year? It's kind of what our scripture was talking about, wasn't it? Ephesians 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Paul's words to this church in Ephesus are huge. He doesn't just say, yeah, try to be nice. He doesn't say, do something good now and then. He says, be imitators of God. How about putting that on a mug, right? Be imitators of God. It sounds so impossible, so unattainable. And yet, this is what discipleship is all about. This is why this last fall we launched our discipleship process. This is why we're starting to talk about what we do in a little bit of a new vocabulary. In order to be imitators of God, in order to be disciples, followers of Jesus, we need to think about how we spend our time and our effort and our energy and our money in a little bit different way. And the way that we are thinking about that here at First Church is by identifying those areas in which God leads us through his grace that we might experience him in different ways. So we want to offer and be part of Reach Ministries. Remember that? Do you all remember that there's that big board out in the hallway with the yellow paper behind it? Reach Ministries, ministries that engage and invite unchurched people in our community to experience the love of Jesus through the body of Christ. This is a way to be a disciple, to be involved in Reach Ministries. We want to offer Nurture Ministries, ministries that engage and invite churched people in our community. For example, the elderly who can't get out of their homes anymore. They know Jesus, but they need to be cared for, to invite churched people to experience the love of Jesus through the body of Christ. We want to be able to offer Connect Ministries, ministries that help people to connect Jesus with, to connect people with Jesus and with our family here at First Church. We want to offer Form Ministries, ministries that help people have a growing and transforming relationship with Jesus Christ. We want to be able to offer Send Ministries, ministries that release God's people to make the realities of heaven the realities of earth. And all those pictures we saw at the beginning of the sermon, all those pictures are memories of how we engaged in these different kinds of ministries. You've done well. You are good people. You are God's people living into the life that he has called you to live into. And how amazing is it that you can look back at last year and see the ways in which you've grown? In fact, you had that opportunity in the fall to go out to that board and to take little push pins and put them in the little shape that told the different ministry that you had been involved in. And if you aren't aware of that, if you haven't had a chance, board's still out there. In fact, we put new pins in today. Woohoo! Which was an interesting thing. You know, we had all those push pins in there. Do you know that they disappeared over time? I don't know. But there's fresh pins out there. So I encourage you to continue reflecting on the past years and to go out and take a look at those little shapes. And if you see one and you think, ooh, I've done that, put one of those multicolored pins in there. But now here we are at a new year. So now it's time for us to be thinking about where to go from here. It's time to think about how God wants you to move forward. Because it's one thing to just rest on our laurels and to look back and think, by golly, I did a good job, didn't I? But it's another thing to open our ears and to listen to the Lord God and to invite Jesus to come in to say, hey, here's an area that you might want to think about. So today, I invite you to go to the next step. And as you leave today, or maybe next week after you've had some time to think and pray, I want you to go out and look at that board again, but today start looking with fresh eyes. Ask God where He might be calling you to grow. We have so many different opportunities to engage in ministry, new opportunities, even developing this year. Bible 101 course, we're getting ready to launch that. Mike Puckett is going to be teaching that. It's going to be a course to help you if you feel like, well, my mother used to say, I wouldn't go to a Sunday school class because I'm afraid that they'd ask me a question and I wouldn't know the answer to it. And I understand that. Some of us have gone to church for a long, long time, but you know, there's still some basic knowledge about the Bible that we don't know or we don't understand. We're going to offer a class for that very thing, where you can come in and not worry about what you know or what you don't know, and you just want to learn a little bit more about what this whole Jesus thing is about. That's what this class is going to be. We're going to offer a first responders group, and I know that name has confused some folks. We're not talking about first responders as far as firemen and policemen. Our first responders are going to be a group of who God calls from this existing congregation, that when new people come into our church, you're going to be the first people to respond with the love of Christ to those folks. We're going to meet on Monday afternoons about 2:00. Anyone who wants to come, and when you arrive on Monday afternoon, we're going to take a list, look at the list of visitors that were here over the weekend, first-time worshipers to our church, and you're going to sit down and help us do some handwritten letters to those folks. A handwritten, hand-addressed, stamped with the kind of stamp that you lick and stick on there. Well, we might get the peel-off kind, but you know what I mean. Not just the commercial machine that you run them through. Put a little gift certificate or something in there and send those out to people and say, gee, we're glad that you came to church this week. Would love to know you better and just want you to know that we're glad and hope that you found Christ among us. And then we'll have a follow-up after that, and a follow-up after that. But we need you, some of you, to be part of our first responders group so that we can share that initial welcome with folk. We have had already local missions and an out-of-town mission. Perhaps this year God is calling you. Sometime in the summer or fall, we're still working out details, but we're going to take another out-of-town trip. We're going to continue with some local missions. We're putting together a ramp building project where we will get a team of people on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, go out to someone's home where they need a wheelchair ramp and put that in there for them so that they can have access to their house. Perhaps you've been thinking about this big trip that we have coming up in October. We're going to the Holy Land, folks. The Holy Land in October. It's not too late to be part of this. It's not too late to register and be part of this. We already have about 5 or 6 people who have committed to this trip. But if you really want to take advantage of some form ministry where God is going to speak to you and reveal Himself and the stories of Scripture to you in a way like you have never encountered them before, I encourage you. Pray and consider coming with us to Israel. There are so many ways in which God wants to further you in your faith, to draw you closer, but it's going to take a little bit of a commitment on our part. So I encourage you, I invite you, I ask you to start a new conversation with the Lord. Find out what it is that He might have in mind for you. And as a way to make that little bit of a commitment, when you go out to that big board out there, there's some red push pins. And for every new ministry that you think you're going to give a try this year, use one of the red pins to designate that. And my hope is that after a couple of years, the multicolored pins are going to be joined with red pins, and we are going to be able to visibly see the ways in which God is growing our people. What is God calling you to do in 2018? No matter what has gone on before, no matter what kind of disappointments you may have had in the past, this year is full of promise. Claim it. Because every year has some of those great moments and some of those not so great moments. But the good news for us as people who love Jesus the Christ is that God always has something new and better in store for us. I said goodbye to my buddy Buttercup this last year. But guess what we did over Christmas vacation? Meet my new buddy. His name is Buddy. And we're just starting to get to know each other. He's really little. I can see over his back. It's so exciting. This year, God has something amazing in store for you. Claim what he has in store for you. And let us begin by coming to the table of our Lord and celebrating in communion with one another. I invite you to join in our communion hymn, Take Our Breath. You may stand as we sing this song together.
You may be seated. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love.
We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy.
Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
We have participated in the communion liturgy in different ways in the past few months, but I promised you that in January we would return to the complete liturgy. So let us join together as we enter into the great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right to give our thanks and praise to you, gracious God, for you who bring us to newness through your Son have brought us into this new Sunday of a new year. And so, with all your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We come to this table of the Lord because of his generous giving to us through the gift of his Son, Jesus the Christ. For we remember that on the night when he was betrayed, Jesus met with his disciples to share the Passover meal. And during the sharing of the meal, he took the bread. He gave thanks to God. He broke the bread and offered it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body, which is broken for you." And likewise, after the meal, he took the cup, the ordinary cup from their table, but he did an extraordinary thing. He gave thanks to God and offered it to all of his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for forgiveness of sins. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, do so in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's love for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Gracious God, we ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon all of us who are gathered here this morning and upon these elements of bread and juice. Oh God, let them be for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ, that we receiving them may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And let us join now in the prayer which Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth
as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As always, we remind you that this table is not a table which belongs to this church or to this denomination, but today you are invited to come to the table which belongs to Jesus Christ. And as you come, so do, knowing that whether you're part of this congregation or not, you are invited, encouraged to come forward to receive the elements of bread and grape juice. We will offer that you may come to the kneeling rail. You may find a place to either kneel or stand, whichever is most comfortable to you. We will bring these elements to you. You'll receive a piece of bread, and you may partake of it as it comes to you, and then you will receive a small cup of grape juice. You may drink of the juice and return the cup to its holder. You are invited to stay as long as you wish at the rail. If you would like to pray or just spend some time in the presence of God, that's okay. As others get up and leave, we invite more to come and to fill in those spaces, and we'll just bring the trays back again. And if you need a gluten-free alternative, come to my side, and we have that option available for you. Now I invite the communion preparers to come, please, and let us prepare ourselves to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Go forth and carry him with you. Body and blood of Jesus Christ, go forth and carry him with you.
Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you.
receive the body and blood of Christ, go forth and carry him with you in all that you do. You have received the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Go forth and carry him with you. Which is broken for you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the body of Christ which is broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Rich, the body of Christ which is broken for you. Jerry, the body of Christ which is broken for you. Filled with the body and blood of Jesus Christ and carry him with you.
Thank you.
You already did it? Okay. They already did it. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Having been filled with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, let us stand together and declare our love for him through song. Would you stand as we sing together? Now receive this blessing and benediction. Go forth knowing that you have entered into a new year and that Christ has entered into you in a new way. So love and serve and grow in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.